And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
There's another group of fanatic feminists who are trying to steal the chain of command away from the military and turn it over to radical feminists. And that would include this Gillibrand from New York. They made up a story about sexual assault in the military, which they've greatly exaggerated. They've redefined what sexual assault is, where if a guy says, hey, honey, you're cute, that's called sexual assault. They turned it into 23,000 cases, and now they want to take it away from the military justice system itself and turn it over to radical feminists who will then take over the entire military. And they're very close to achieving their end. And now they have none other than the decrepit Barbara Boxer with Gillibrand and the other seven sisters of hatred joining together to steal the military right under our noses, taking it away from the military itself. Listen to clip number 11. You're not going to believe what they're doing.
Now,
it's a very big story.
Now, our effort now is to build a very strong bipartisan coalition that is going to end sexual assaults in the military. And the way we want to do it is create an independent, accountable military justice system that is not partisan, that is not ideological, that can create the kind of accountability and transparency that our men and women who serve in the military need so that they can receive justice.
Liar, you adolescent liar, you. You're a danger to the survival of this country. And this, believe it or not, this is a public officer. And what they've done is they've gotten 51 votes to steal the chain of command away from the military itself and turn it over to a group of radical communists like themselves. Listen to clip 12 now.
Our carefully crafted common sense proposal.
You realize that this is a child. Stop it. Stop it. You realize that this child is just a front person for the seven sisters who are trying to take over the military. The head of that is probably Barbara Boxer. She doesn't even know what they wrote for her. Listen to clip 12 again, and she stumbles over the words like a child in the fifth grade.
Our carefully crafted common sense proposal was written in direct response to what the victims told us, the stories that came from them, what happened to them, the fact that they didn't trust the chain of command, that they were retaliated against, that they didn't believe justice was possible.
Oh, no.
So this is not a Democratic idea. It is not a Republican idea.
No,
it's
a communist idea.
It is a good idea that meets the needs of the victims.
Okay, I've heard all of this sing-songy danger before. These sing-songy feminists are extremely militant. They are extremely potent, and they are extremely dangerous. If you let them take the chain of command away from the military, you will lose your military entirely. We'll have nothing left in this country. Nothing. The only thing that stands between us and the head choppers, the neck cutters, the radical Islamists is the military. And the day we lose the chain of command and turn it over to these radical pacifist feminists who hate men, hate the military, up the patriarchy, so to speak, is the day we are all in graver danger than we are today. Whatever happened to the war on terror under Obama? Why he turned it on the American people themselves? Whatever happened to the war on terror under Eric Holder, the head of the Justice Department? Why he turned his spying not on the Islamists but on the American patriots? We are on the verge of losing everything unless these demagogues are stopped in their tracks. Who will watch the watchers? Who will do it? The Republicans? You mean John Boehner? Can someone please get him out of his stupor from the cloakroom in the United States House of Representatives? Has anyone found Mr. Boehner? Can they take him out of the tanning booth? Can someone pull him out of the tanning booth before the few brain cells that are left are fried completely? There's some news that's going to get you even sicker than you already are, where you can put an X through Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Put an X through Rand Paul, reprobate from Kentucky, and Ted Cruz, reprobate from Texas. They have now joined the radical feminists and signed on to the bill to take sexual assaults in the military out of the chain of command and transfer them to local radical prosecutors. Put an X through Rand Paul, reprobate of Kentucky, and Ted Cruz. You see, you don't understand what's happening right in front of your eyes. There are no heroes in the Republican Party. Your so-called Tea Party heroes are all frauds. Rubio is a faker. Now Paul is seen as a faker. And Cruz is seen as a faker. That's all. There's no one left. So I want to take your calls on this. There are other. I mean, I will get to the news. I'm not ready for it yet. I have new. I'll show you what I'm gonna. What's coming up on the show? We know that we have sound like six reasons why men are opting out of marriage from Dr. Helen Smith. What did you play that now? Clip eight. Let's hear that, David. Let's hear clip eight. Maybe
today more and more men are choosing not to go to school, not to get a job, and not to get married. If similar numbers of women were doing the same, someone would raise the alarm. But since men are the ones opting out, the problem has been mostly met with silence. Some books say that men are just a bunch of lazy, stoner frat boys who are acting immaturely. In reality, men are acting rationally and opting out of education, work, and marriage, because in all of these areas, the penalties are high and the rewards are low.
Well, she has it half right. What men are doing is saying, I've had enough with the scum lawyers who have made marriage impossible. They don't want to go to college because they're picked on and women are given the best shots at scholarships. They understand that working is also a deficit in many cases because they're passed over for dumb people and women. They understand that. So she has it half right. But listen to clip number nine. You'll hear the rest of why men are not getting married. Then we'll go back to the really important stuff.
The first reason that men don't want to get married is that they'll lose respect. Today, husbands and fathers are the butts of jokes, and the media constantly portrays them as buffoons and bumbling idiots. The second reason is that they'll lose out on sex. Men who cohabitate with their partner but aren't married have much more sex than their wedded counterparts. Recent studies have also found that cohabitators are happier and more confident than married couples. The third reason that men don't want to get married is that they could lose their children and their money. Men are aware of the dangers of divorce. Men only get custody of their children 10% of the time and overwhelmingly are responsible for paying child support and alimony.
No, thank the lawyers and the feminist radicals who have destroyed marriage. They've gotten exactly what they've wanted. And now let the women enjoy themselves. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Days of traffic, it's big delays. Southbound 680 as you head towards Highway 101. A crash blocking lanes. Traffic backed up almost to Highway 237. Southbound 85 in the South Bay of Fremont. We had an accident there blocking a lane. Traffic backed up towards 101. Looks like the crash is clear, but westbound 237 also affected. That is backed up towards Great America. Northbound 101 through the city, slow. 280 onto the lower deck. Upper deck is slow. Incline into San Francisco as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Sawtalk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Brian Sussman here. Join the KSFO Morning Show for a Thirsty Thursday. It'll be this Thursday, July 18th, from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Eclipse Restaurant and Lounge in the Hyatt Regency San Francisco. That's at Embarcadero Center. Join Katie Green and me for some light bites, a cold beverage, and lots of political talk again this Thursday at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco. Thirsty Thursdays. For more information, visit KSFO.com. We'll see you on Thursday.
You wouldn't let your child set off fireworks outside, but when's the last time you thought about fire safety inside? As a parent, you want to provide the safest environment for your children. Kidde's new worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms will help eliminate your home safety concerns. The sealed-in lithium battery offers protection for 10 years. Never hear a low battery chirp again. Plus, each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Brian Sussman here. I know a lot of our KSFO listeners who have been living in homes that date back a few years, and they've been calling our friends at Plumbing Tech and Repipe to get their old galvanized pipes replaced with brand new copper pipes. All the work done in one day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about things like getting scalded in the shower when someone flushes the toilet. All of Plumbing Tech's work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential. The best part is their pricing. Shop around for other bids, but make Plumbing Tech and Repipe your last estimate. Their rates are extremely competitive, and they'll beat just about any estimate out there. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe today. They'll throw in either a brand new residential water heater or a tankless water heater with every repipe job they complete. That's up to a $1,600 value. For your free estimate and final estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682 or plumbingtechandrepipe.com. Coming up on the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday, and we'll tell you how you can join us to celebrate live Thursday night. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation through rose-colored glasses tonight. The world is beautiful. The borders are intact. The language is intact. The culture is intact. We have an honorable patriot in the White House. We have wonderful, upstanding, stand-up guys in the NSA, CIA, FBI. Americans have nothing to fear from China or Russia. The economy is doing... yeah, right. So that's why I'm talking about six reasons why men are opting out of marriage, which is a great topic, by the way. And if you care to chime in, the phone number is no reason to give it to you, really, because it's sold out. Because if you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. As I learned back in the 60s from the great naturalist and writer, John Burroughs, who wrote that. If you bait your hook with your heart, the fish will always bite. And I'll tell you something, that's what radio has to be, especially now. I want to read you something. Savage Nation, the king of digital talk radio. This is from my free newsletter, which you can get by going to michaelsavage.com, and you click and you get a free newsletter. So they wrote this. It says, in today's issue, more and more talk radio fans are listening to their favorite shows through their smartphones and other digital devices. And now for the second time, TalkStream Live reports, the Savage Nation is the digital king of America's talk radio shows, drawing the most listeners via web streaming in the second quarter of this year. TalkStream Live, which provides a dynamic directory of internet radio, ranked Michael Savage number one in the second quarter of 2013, moving up from number two in the first quarter. Savage's share of the audience was 12.5 compared to Rush Limbaugh's 12.3. It's the second time Savage has become the top streaming talker. He ranked number one in the third quarter of 2012, just before a short hiatus due to his transfer to Cumulus Media Networks, which began airing his show in a new time slot, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Now listen to this. This is intriguing. TalkStream Live used a sample size of 869,144 listener sessions from April 1 to June 30. This is a huge sample. As an epidemiologist, This is a major league sample, so it's accurate. So it says, TSL explains that it comprises top 25 report, blah, blah, blah. Many listeners hear the Savage Nation through smartphone apps provided by, well, I don't read the name, da, 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 da. The show is also garnering high ratings on the traditional airwaves through local stations across the nation, which can be found here. Visit the Michael Savage website here. So I'm not going to ask you a question to blow my own horn, but I got to tell you something. Number one, I left the air for a month. Number two, I came back on the air in a new time slot. And number three, now I'm number one, and I'm the king of digital talk radio. I could ask you why, but I know why. The answer could be heard in tonight's show, because I'm not doing the same stuff that you heard all day long. I'm not lazy. I'm very committed. And if I give you what's interesting to me, I think it'll be interesting to you. 855-472-82 if you care to join the dialogue. I think one of the topics that is worthy of a call is six reasons why men are opting out of marriage. And I believe you should play clip 9, David, to start that one off again. 9 would be
the first reason that men don't want to get married is that they'll lose respect. Today, husbands and fathers are the butts of jokes, and the media constantly portrays them as buffoons and bumbling idiots. The second reason is that they'll lose out on sex. Men who cohabitate with their partner but aren't married have much more sex than their wedded counterparts. Recent studies have also found that cohabitators are happier and more confident than married couples. Mm. The third reason that men don't want to get married is that they could lose their children and their money. Men are aware of the dangers of divorce. Men only get custody of their children 10% of the time and overwhelmingly are responsible for paying child support and alimony.
Well, thank you for you degenerate lawyers and you feminists for destroying the family. Let's go to clip 10 now on why men don't get married.
The fourth reason is that men will lose their space. The entire house is supposed to be a shared space, but the rise of the man cave means that the home is increasingly becoming the domain of only the wife and children. The fifth reason, they can lose their freedom. If a man gets divorced and can't afford child support, he can get locked up. For example, in Massachusetts, 96% of the people incarcerated for unpaid child support are men.
So this is a war on men that was started by Betty Friedan and the other vile creatures who called themselves feminists, when in fact they were not feminists at all. They were not out to liberate women. They were out to destroy men. And destroy men, have they done that? Of course they have. And you women who can't find a man to settle down with you have only your female cohorts to blame. Don't blame the men. The men have awakened to the fact that it's a rigged pinball machine. Clip 11 now, please. Fire away.
The final reason that men don't want to get married is that the single life is better than ever.
I get it.
In the past, single men were looked at with suspicion, but this is no longer the case.
Now, for those of you who are going to say, well, you know, what do I need to get married for? There's the old thing with the cow and the milk. I mean, I've heard that, too. I think it is all sexual in a certain way. You know, you could say it's financial, and you could say it's lawsuits, and guys are this and that. I think that it's all sexual. In other words, when women had a higher standard of morality and in plain English didn't go to bed with the first guy they met in a bar and didn't think they had to act like boys or guys like who want to sleep with everyone, guys got married primarily because that's where they were going to, you know, have their satisfaction. And once the women were encouraged by the left-wing fanatics in various aspects of our culture, or society rather, to sleep around like men and to be talk with dirty language, the F word every 2 minutes in a movie and boasting about who they slept with, you know, movie after movie, you know. Once that happened, guys realize what's the point of getting married. They don't need to get married for that. Now, well, they need children. They want a family. How many men want a family anymore? What do they want a family for? Why? What do they want a family for? What do I need a family for? There's no encouragement of it. The degenerates in Hollywood certainly don't encourage the family ideal. But I think guys don't get married because they don't have to get sex, in plain English. Plain English, that's all. Let me go to a caller in Philadelphia on WWIQ. Mike, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just want to let you know I'm so happy that you tell the truth. And one of the reasons I think your ratings may be up is because I think now that the Republicans and the Democrats are sticking together on everything. People are getting sick of it, and they want to hear the truth.
Well, I've declared myself an independent from the time I began in radio. I never identified with either party, And unfortunately for many hosts who are claiming to be independent, they're always Republican water carriers. And I don't have to mention names. They were invited to the White House when Bush was in power. They give you Republican talking points. And people say, you know what, I don't believe them either. It's that simple. So maybe that explains it, the independent streak. But it has to be more than that. It has to be more than independent politics. I think it's because I do have much more versatility, I think, than people expect from talk radio hosts. It's that simple. It's like listening to Chopin as opposed to Mantovani. If you like Mantovani, good luck to you. Let's go to Greg on WABC in New York. Greg, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
It's not just the commercials that the men are portrayed in as idiots. It's the television programs themselves, especially the sitcoms. And this dates back to a TV show that I can't stand, The Honeymooners, with Ralph Cramden's character getting involved in all kinds of idiotic plots. And
Oh, the Jackie Gleason character, where he'd always was a buffoon yelling and screaming, and Alice was always right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's how far back it goes. Even to modern times, when you think about Married with Children and the character, the father in that television program, how he was portrayed in the family, constantly grumpy and always getting involved in a lousy job and unhappy. Even the cartoon versions with Homer Simpson being portrayed as a doofus throwing garbage around.
Yes, but who writes these things? Take a look at the actual human beings who write these series. They're usually, let us put it to you this way, not on the straight and narrow, number one. They're not stand-up guys. They have a vendetta against family, against church, against the military, against police, against America. So the series are reflective of their mental geography.
Right, their perspective on things.
Yes. Do they represent the actual male character? No. I haven't met too many men who are that stupid, by the way, in my life. In fact, most of the men I know who are married are not dumb, incidentally. They usually have the brains and fortitude to get married and stay married and raise children, which is still the toughest job on earth. Anyone could be a playboy. I mean, if they're good-looking and lucky enough, they can find women to have fun with. It takes quite a man to get married and through thick and through thin, stay there for the children, incidentally. And that's not put out in the media.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only
Brought
one you've
got. Brought
to
you by Black Oak Casino Resort. You deserve a playcation in California's gold country, and Black Oak Casino Resort in Tuolumne is the perfect place to play and stay. The hotel at Black Oak Casino is now open, and the gaming action is 24/7. So visit today and enjoy all the Motherlode Country offers. See blackoakcasino.com for details.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Starting traffic southbound 680 in San Jose at Nikia crash. Two left, two right lanes blocked. It's been there for a while and traffic is backed up before Highway 237. Southbound 880, not that much better. As an alternate slow from 237 down to 101. Westbound 237 at Lawrence Expressway. New crash in the center divide. Traffic backed up before Lawrence as you head to Highway 101 because of earlier problems. Upper Deck Bay Bridge slow from the Toll Plaza into San Francisco. Northbound 101 getting better. It's slow, actually, just really Vermont out to the lower deck right now. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 0600.
From painting to mowing the grass to vacuuming, you'll spend hours maintaining your home. Here's one task to check off your to-do list. Changing smoke alarm batteries. Replace your older alarms with new Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, the recommended life of an alarm. No more searching for a battery and no more low battery chirps. Head to the Home Depot and check that box for a decade with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
It's no secret that housing prices are shooting up after years of decline. When prices were falling, it didn't make sense to put money into your home. But how about now? Redoing your old bathroom or kitchen may really jump up your home's value, and Cash Call is ready to lend you the money to do it. With our second mortgage, you may borrow up to $150,000 against 125% of your home's current value, do the improvements you want, and then use your home's increased value to refinance and roll that second into a much cheaper first mortgage. By the way, there's no restriction on what you can do with this cash, so you may want to pay down some credit card debt, as mortgage interest may be tax deductible. But check with your tax advisor. Call 866-590-CASH to have Cash Call unlock the future value of your home today. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance, Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS 38512.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday, and we'll tell you how you can join us to celebrate live Thursday night. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Let's go to KLIF in Texas. John, you've been holding a long time on why you never got married. John in Dallas on KLIF. Go ahead, please. You're on The Savage Nation. So you never got married. You're in your 40s. Why not?
No, I've never been married. But the comments that the lady made, some of them she hit really square on the head and hard. Some of them I think she's wrong on. As far as the idiot's comment, which was point one, it's absolutely true. You watch any commercial on television, you watch The Simpsons, whatever, there's some woman trying to explain quantum optics to a...
Yes, every ad for the last 15 years has shown a male as a moron, whether he's black or white. The idiots in the advertising industry have targeted men as morons. It's a kitchen that explodes, and he doesn't know how to fix the broiler that blew up. She cures everything. The smart woman fixes everything. The man is just a bumbling moron. So who did this? You have to look again at the psychotics in the advertising business.
That's right. But the other side of it is it makes the woman look smart and gives her confidence. As far as the sex comment goes, I'm an engineer. Most of the guys I know are pretty conservative. The ones I know that got married when they were 25, 27, they've been married their whole life. They've been happily married. They've never complained about sex. The ones who are going to get divorced are the ones who complain about sex. As far as the children and the money situation, she hit the nail right on the head. I knew a guy, sheriff, showed up at the plant. It was a defense contractor. Security escorted him out. Everybody thought he got caught with kiddie porn or something. It turns out his wife filed a restraining order and filed for divorce, falsely accused him of molesting the children. He was in his car for a week. They couldn't get paid. It's a nice...
Yes, the rotten, stinking lawyers who should be hung from a lamppost to tell the women to say these things are the reason for that. These divorce lawyers are the lowest scum on the planet. They're worse than class action lawyers. I'd put them all on a ship and send them out to sea and then sink the ship if I could.
Way to do it. As far as the space and the freedom, those are actually variation of treating men like idiots. So I would kind of agree with her on that. As men get treated like idiots, women think they can take over the home. In reality, what it really comes down to, and I think the reason I've never been married, and I've had some pretty long-term relationships, and every time I get into one, I get to thinking, does she want my money? Does she want security? What's really going on in her head? And something happens. But men and women...
Wait, you're saying that your thought process moves to that point after a while in the relationship where you're asking, what does she really want of me? Does she really like me, or does she really want security? Well, you have to be realistic. She probably wants both. She wants you and she wants security. You're an engineer. You have a good living. Why wouldn't a woman want a man with who can give her some security? That makes sense. It's been going on from the time that Indians traded wampum or Fijians traded or New Guineans traded pigs. Everybody wants to be with a man who has something to offer them.
Well, that's true, but a good relationship. I mean, a man and a woman, they're like a right and left glove. They have to complement each other. If you put the left-hand glove on the right hand, it ain't going to work. And I think...
Well, that's right. It's very hard to find that complementariness in men and women today for a number of reasons. One, because women have far more power than they've had, God bless them, and they're competitive with the men on every turn, in every way. Maybe they make more money than the men, so they think that they can tell a man to drop dead and go to hell or have him listen to her. You put two alphas together, they're not gonna make it. It's that simple. You got an alpha woman and an alpha male, they're not going to have a very compatible relationship. That's number two. So how many alpha males want to marry a beta woman? What are they looking for? They want an alpha woman and they're going to have a rotten relationship. Alpha-alpha doesn't work. And I think you need an alpha male with a beta female or an alpha female with a beta male in terms of dominance. It doesn't mean in terms of intelligence. In terms of I'm talking about personality and dominance aspects of the alpha-beta. It doesn't work if they're both the same and they both are fighting for the same niche. In fact, it's no good, get out of there, leave them alone, let the kids grow. Well, now they're telling people, you don't have to get married. You're telling guys who want children, don't get married, just have children with someone. You pay them to have a child. They have no idea what they're talking about. Who's putting out this information? Just have a child like a dog, you know what that child's going to wind up to be? Just take a look at Hollywood and you'll see what they'll wind up to be. They'll be in rehab by the time they're in the sixth grade. A family requires a house band, a husband known as a house band. He has to be over the house like a house band. He has to keep the house together. You never heard that one before? Well, you heard it tonight on the Savage Nation. It was taught to me when I was a young father by an old man, an old religious figure. And he said to me, a house band is the husband. He's the band over the house. He keeps the house together. That's a beautiful thing. You haven't seen that in the television show, have you? Well, maybe one of these days we'll have a sound entertainment industry, but you know what? I kind of doubt it. I kind of think that the people in the entertainment industry are not oriented in that direction. Let's put it to you that way. Going back to high school, I know the kids who went to the High School of Performing Art. I didn't find them bad kids. They were crazy, zany, fun. They had a lot of fun. They knew what they were. But look what they create. Take a look at the pollution they've created for America and the world. And moreover, look at the consequences of the pollution they've put out. The devastation, the social devastation. The upheaval in the world between this world and the Islamic world is caused not so much by our politics as by our societal exports. I have said that for years. No one will confirm what I'm saying because they're all in the entertainment industry and they don't dare say it. If you look deeply into the mind of the traditional or Orthodox Muslim, who already has a distemper toward the West, the one thing they hate the most is the perversion that is pumped into their houses by the Hollywood crowd. We touched on something that touched a lot of raw nerves because of the scourge and plague of feminism in the United States of America. The plague of feminism, and remember, I'm married. I come from a mother. I was not born in an embryonic factory. I have a daughter, and I think women are absolutely wonderful. But the feminist movement is absolutely abominable in terms of what it's done to men in this country. The boys are being mistreated. They've been turned into second-class citizens in our colleges on television as we talk. But as you're going to learn, many men are now opting out of marriage because they realize, because of the vermin in the legal profession, there's nothing in it for them. Let me read you my newsletter, and you can call me on this marriage thing with your divorce and custody horror stories in a moment. Michael Savage newsletter, men now realize that marriage is a rigged game. In today's issue, prompted by Dr. Helen Smith's new book, Men on Strike, Why Men Are Boycotting Marriage, Fatherhood, and the American Dream, and Why It Matters, Savage mused on how radically society has changed since the beginning of the so-called women's lib movement in the 1960s. Thank you, all you degenerate lawyers, for destroying the family, said Savage, explaining. This is a war on men that was started by feminine mystique author Betty Friedan and the other vile creatures who call themselves feminists. They weren't feminists at all. They weren't out to liberate women. They were out to destroy men. Have they done that? Of course they have. And you women who cannot find a man to settle down with have only your female cohorts to blame. Don't blame the men. Men have awakened to the fact that marriage is a rigged pinball machine. And so the best way to set this up for you to get involved is to play Six Reasons Why Men Are Opting Out of Marriage. Let us begin with clip number 15 on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Today, more and more men are choosing not to go to school, not to get a job, and not to get married. If similar numbers of women were doing the same, someone would raise the alarm. But since men are the ones opting out, the problem has been mostly met with silence. Some books say that men are just a bunch of lazy, stoner frat boys who are acting immaturely. In reality, men are acting rationally and opting out of education, work, and marriage because in all of these areas, the penalties are high and the rewards are low.
Now let's go to the next, please.
The first reason that men don't want to get married is that they'll lose respect. Today, husbands and fathers are the butts of jokes, and the media constantly portrays them as buffoons and bumbling idiots. The second reason is that they'll lose out on sex. Men who cohabitate with their partner but aren't married have much more sex than their wedded counterparts. Recent studies have also found that cohabitators are happier and more confident than married couples. The third reason that men don't want to get married is that they could lose their children and their money. Men are aware of the dangers of divorce. Men only get custody of their children 10% of the time and overwhelmingly are responsible for paying child support and alimony.
Okay, so we're going to pause there before we continue with six reasons why men are opting out of marriage. And I'm going to invite you to call on this topic alone for a moment. I'd like to hear from men on divorce and custody horror stories, because I don't think America knows the extent of the suffering that men are going through in this country as a result of the rigged system that is called the divorce court. Moreover, the family court is even worse towards men. Men are accused falsely in most cases of molestation because the rat lawyers tell the wife to make it up in order to make sure that they lose custody. That's the kind of world you live in. The legal system really doesn't exist to a certain extent for most people. If you don't have money, you don't really have a fighting chance in this country. Let's take a few callers on this and other topics right here on the Savage Nation. And let's begin in my backyard in KSFO country. Eric on the Savage Nation, go ahead, please.
I just wanted to talk about unemployment and kind of how it relates to what you're talking about. I've definitely put off relationships and had trouble with employment at this point. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts because I've listened to you for a few weeks now and I haven't heard too much on unemployment.
So you're saying unemployment has killed your desire for a relationship. I'll be right back to pick that up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Days of O traffic, have a crash in Oakland, westbound 580 after 35th Avenue. It was blocking a lane. Everything's off to the right shoulder right now. Look for slow traffic, injuries involved in that crash as well. Northbound 880, Whipple in Hayward, third lane from the left. It's an accident. Injuries involved in that one as well. Eastbound 80 before Georgia Street in Vallejo have a stalled car. The right lane is blocked. A little traffic backup. And southbound 680 after McKee. Earlier crash is cleared, but big delay is trying to get through San Jose. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an important legal alert announcement. Pay attention. If you or someone you know has suffered complications from a metal-on-metal hip replacement, there is a special toll-free hotline set up just for you. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. When you call the National Legal Hip Replacement Hotline, you will get valuable free information that will tell you how you can get significant compensation for your pain and suffering. If you or someone you know has suffered failure of your metal-on-metal hip implant resulting in pain and disability that may have required revision surgery to replace the failed component, this valuable free information is for you. Common symptoms include groin pain, dislocations, instability, and pain associated with loosening of the device. Call today to find out if you could receive monetary compensation. 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. Act now. Call 1-800-294-2339. Consumer Attorney Marketing Group is a legal referral service.
La, 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 after a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirsch gets?
Great work, Jack!
He gets his clients singing his praises! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hey, it's Katie Green, and if you're one of the one-third of Californians who recently bought a home with cash, my good friends at O'Donnell Financial want to congratulate you, and they also want to let you know that if you do plan to place a mortgage on your home or investment, there is a time limit to do so and still be able to deduct the mortgage interest. This could save you tens of thousands of dollars during the time you own your home. Just another reason it pays to have a company with financial expertise in your corner. Call my good friend Greg O'Donnell today at 866-496-2300 and tell him you just purchased some property with cash and want to preserve that mortgage interest deduction and still get that fixed rate of 3.0%. For over 25 years, O'Donnell Financial Group has been helping people just like you. So give them a call today at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. You can discover what real advice is. That's 866-496-2300 or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell are you with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Since we are talking about why men don't get married, I'm playing Runaround Sue. We get a twofer out of that. The word Sue comes in it, relating to lawyers, and the word runaround, of course, relates to the runaround job. And you're not limiting it to women. I mean, men basically are the cheaters in society. That's a given. And marriage tends to civilize men to a certain extent, with great strain for the woman and for the man. But marriage was intended for a number of reasons, primarily to create the integrity of the family, to make certain that there was a protector in the home, to protect the women and children from predators. Now, as societies evolve, women have felt more empowered, which is good, and we're not negating the incredible devotion that single mothers, you know, exhibit on a daily basis. They do. It's a great thing to do. But they all would rather have a man around that they could, you know, count on. It's just they can't find someone reliable or someone financially able. So they do it on their own, and that's it. That's okay. I mean, truthfully, in my family, I was told that my grandmother, one of my grandmothers, was a single mother at some point in her life. I never knew that until late in my life. I was surprised to hear it. You know, it's not a long, tragic story, but she was a young woman, God rest her soul. She married a very old, an older man with a lot of money. He died after having a child with her, or two children with her. And then the children from the first marriage cut her out of the inheritance. She wound up with nothing. So she had to support herself. She was a restaurant cook. She was a cleaning lady. I didn't know any of this until I was rather a mature man. So I'm doing a topic now on why men don't get married. Okay, and you're calling on that. Then we're talking about horror stories, women and child horror stories, women and family court horror stories. But I'm going to bring in something new, which is this issue of swinging couples. The websites are trying to push heterosexual couples into following the homosexual lifestyle by getting into a swinging lifestyle, which they, I'm reading right what they say. They're pushing now open relationships in this article, and then they quote so-called psychologists from the Open University in England. You know what that must be. The Open University in England is like a cesspool, and it says open relationships tend to refer to gay pairs that permit both partners to play around without getting too emotionally involved. But then they're trying to tell heteros to have fun and do the same thing. And then you read on and they, how they do it and this and that, wife swapping. And it says, no matter what you call it, there's no denying this alternative lifestyle. I guess that's like sleeping with a dog. That'll soon be an alternative lifestyle, is on the upswing. You have to read the whole article to find out how high the disease rate is among swingers. They actually put that in the article. And it says, no doubt, and not surprisingly, swingers develop more STDs than non-swingers. Gee, I suppose your mother taught you that, right? Especially if they're older women. According to a 2010 study of visitors to a Dutch clinic, which provides free screening and treatment, among straight women over the age of 45, about 18% of the swingers tested positively for chlamydia, gonorrhea, or both, compared to only 4% of women who did not sleep with other partners or swing. Of the straight male swingers in that age group, 10% tested positively for those diseases, compared to only 2% of non-swingers. Then they go on to say this lifestyle won't save a bad marriage. They call it a lifestyle, in other words. And I'll let it go with that. Everything to them is a lifestyle. I was reading that article with interest because I then started to read some of the comments. And a blogger named Seaport Sergio wrote this. He said, and this, it was so brilliant I had to print it out. If I were another talk show host, I would just rip this off and make believe I said it. But I tend to give credit where credit is due. I don't know this guy, but he wrote it so well, I'll tell you. I don't know the guy. Listen to what he said. Men who will actually allow their wives or girlfriends to have sex with another guy are an evolutionary novelty. The male reproductive system is set up in such a way that 99% of all sperm cells are designed to attack and kill sperm cells from another man. Thank God. Guys, go, guys. In addition, the male brain is still very much the same as it was 200,000 years ago when it was totally acceptable and understood that sleeping with another man's mate was an invitation to getting killed or at least horribly injured. There are several important considerations that have kept most women faithful from the Pleistocene to the present. Women have always known how brutally aggressive men are when fighting over a female. And also, women have always known that if a man had any reason to question his paternity, then he would completely abandon both her and the baby whose paternity was uncertain. So the loss of resources and parental assistance in rearing her offspring helped most women evolve to be faithful to one man. In prehistoric times and today, it is harder for a woman with children to attract a new man than a woman with no children. So it was in a woman's best interest to be faithful to a man at least until her children were old enough to fend for themselves. Birth control and the sexual revolution that followed are an extremely new phenomena to the human mind. Don't be so quick to think that most people no longer have the mate-guarding hardwiring that has kept couples faithful and intact for eons. See, I could learn a lot from bloggers. I mean, you shouldn't dismiss all bloggers as idiots. They're people. Some of them are brilliant. Don't be so quick to think that most people no longer have the mate-guarding hardwiring that has kept couples faithful and intact for eons. It's very well done. I had no idea that 99% of sperm cells are designed to attack and kill sperm cells from another man. There's something interesting about that that I'll have to spend a little time thinking about. But it leads to the next set of questions. But you know what I'm talking. I don't have to get into the details. You're a married couple. Do you do a thing like this? How has it affected your life? And the reason I'm doing this is because it's a fascinating summer topic. And, you know, about 2 months ago, I was at the local radio station on a Friday night. I got into one of my nighttime moods, and I asked another question that was somewhat bizarre, and it led to a very interesting talk show, which is what this is. It's a talk show. I am not a politician. I am not running for office. I am an ordinary American with my own view of the world. And this is a day-in and day-out job, 5 days a week. I've been doing it for 19 years. So to me, politics are important, but up to a point. So I'm asking you another question. That night on that show, I asked this question. And it was, I was reading about men who were married to women who were prostitutes. They were married with children, and their wives actually went to work as hookers, in other words, and then came home, changed their clothes, put on the teddy bear pajamas and assume the role of being a wife. And I had a guy call who swore his wife did this, and it was a fascinating show, and it was good talk radio. So I'm hoping that this will be good talk radio, meaning, you know, marriage and family court horror stories, number two, numero dos, the swinger job. I mean, have you ever done it? Have you been into it? Has it affected your marriage positively, negatively? Have you gotten a disease from it? Have you gotten shot from it? Have you gotten beaten up from it? I mean, did your wife leave you because she met, whatever. There's no point telling jokes about it. We're talking about issues that are quite serious. But I think human relationships are about as interesting as they get. And as a Nobel Prize winning chemist once said, when he was asked what goes on inside an atom, he said, what goes on inside an atom is about as complicated as what goes on between people. I'll never forget that. So if you think that human relationships are not complicated, it's obvious that you're not hanging around with people. You're hanging around with, you know, people who are not exhibiting any signs of humanity.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
A study that freaked me out. Omega-3 fish oil supplements may increase risk of prostate cancer by 70%. I said, what? That can't be. Because I take omega-3s. They've done a great job on lowering my triglycerides. Then I read this now. Taking omega-3 fish oil supplements may increase the risk of aggressive prostate cancer by 70%. Now, I don't know whether the study was done amongst people who already have prostate cancer. The team from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle warned there was really no evidence that taking dietary supplements. Oh, that's nonsense. These groups always put down supplements. They try to push you into drugs. That's number one. I know that they've tried to debunk vitamin C, and I read those studies years ago. And all the studies that they did out of the Mayo Clinic, in my estimation, were flawed studies. They were horrible. The doses were too low. They did the same with vitamin E. The dosages were too low. They were not using mixed tocopherols. They were using alpha tocopherol. It's something to look at here. Fish oils are a major big business, and omega-3 benefits are set to range from lowering blood pressure and the risk of heart attacks to easing depression and arthritis. And we all know that fish are healthful for us. But the fact is that many ocean-going fish have toxic chemicals in them. particularly seafood from Asia. I won't touch seafood from Asia anymore. I will not eat a shrimp. I will not eat a calamari unless it's from Monterey. And you can't get it out here in California. It's very hard to get. Most of the crap that you're eating in restaurants comes from beds in Vietnam, and they're living on human waste. I don't trust most of these studies that come out of these cancer institutes. They're pimps for the medical and pharmaceutical establishment. They definitely want you to make certain you don't take any supplements at all to push you into drugs. They do the same thing with everything else on earth. They're trying to drive children away from a simple soda so that they can take Ritalin and drugs. I mean, it's getting crazier by the day. The media has become gullible travels because they're all fellow travelers. Not only did they lie about Obama and ignore Obama's scandals, but they pick up industry propaganda against nutritional supplements, against caffeine, against anything natural, and try to destroy these natural products in order to peddle drugs, and because they're in the service of the medical pharmaceutical industry. The medical pharmaceutical complex is more dangerous than the military-industrial complex, in my opinion. The medical pharmaceutical complex, a phrase you never heard, and I'm not Dwight D. Eisenhower, I'm Michael Savage. The medical pharmaceutical complex is more dangerous to your daily life than the military-industrial complex ever was. Utterly unbelievable how the media is so naive and the people are such science illiterates that every news outlet that I could find picked up on that false flag story of prostate cancer risk from fish oils. They didn't read the study because they don't know how to read the study. They're too lazy to read the study. They took it from this novice worker here at the Ohio State University with the questionable Fred Hutchinson Cancer Institute. And the media fools jumped in on this flawed report authored by an assistant professor who should be fired, in my opinion. And we're going to explain that to you in a few minutes, those of you who've been on fish oils. I myself have not cut back on my fish oils. There is no evidence of cause and effect in the original study. No evidence whatsoever of causality, as we call it in epidemiology. And yet you believe it right now because it was published by many, many, many outlets. So that's very important that you not take the false publications seriously until there's much more evidence, which we don't have. And we have another expert coming on to take your calls if you have any. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year, with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offer and Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 7783.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday, and we'll tell you how you can join us to celebrate live Thursday night. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
The fishy fish oil study that's been picked up by all of the science illiterates who say that, wow, oh my goodness, fish oils cause prostate cancer. I read the original study. The study does not support that at all. My PhD is in epidemiology and nutrition from UC Berkeley. Apparently, it's not enough for many of you. So I went and got an expert who actually knows much more than I do about this subject. His clinical interests, well, his name is Anthony Victor D'Amico. He has an MD from UP. He has a PhD from MIT and great credentials all around. His expertise is in bladder cancer, prostate cancer. I would say he knows as much about this subject as anybody, and I don't know his thorough views on this, but Dr. D'Amico, welcome back to the set. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much.
Doctor, what is your position on this so-called study on fish oil and prostate cancer?
I think the long and short of it is the study really cannot make the conclusion that it's trying to, because these types of studies are not cause and effect. That is, if you take the fish oil, you're going to get an aggressive or some type of prostate cancer. These studies are simply associations. And when you have an association-type study, the way you strengthen it, which is not what they did, is you try to adjust for that association, for all the things you know can cause prostate cancer. And this is the main issue with the study. They tried this, but they didn't do it properly. They adjusted for things like family history of prostate cancer and diabetes. But they left out some very important risk factors for prostate cancer, namely whether the gentleman was African American or not, how old they were, what their PSA level was, which is a very important blood test associated with prostate cancer, what their rectal exam revealed, and what their body mass index was, that is, whether they were overweight or not. And overweight sometimes has been shown to be associated with more aggressive prostate cancer. So what you're left with at the end of the day is an association that at best is very weak and further weakened by the fact that they didn't account for the known predictors of prostate cancer when they were making this calculation.
Okay, Dr. D'Amico, here's a couple other questions from me and from my audience about, because this is a big deal. It's a big deal because many men, millions of men around the world are taking fish oils now for a good 7 to 10 years. I myself take them. They've lowered my triglycerides phenomenally and done a great job. There are varieties of fish oil, number one. And what bothered me most about the study were not only the conclusions, but the fact that the study author had the nerve to write, or was it the Hutchinson Institute spokesmouth said, we even think fish itself might be harmful or dangerous. I'm not making that up. The Fred Hutchinson spokesman said this proves that nutritional supplements are dangerous and that consuming fish itself may be dangerous, which I thought was a bit of a crazy stretch. There's another element here, though. Which fish oils are they talking about? There are fish oil products all over the map, ranging from the Rolls-Royce quality to the Yugo quality, like in all nutrients. Some of them are purified, some of them are not. Some come from fish that are from polluted waters, some don't, therefore some are purified. So these variables also have to be looked at, don't they?
Yes, I mean, that's exactly right. I think the type of fish oil, how long it was taken for, where in one's life was it taken. For example, we know people who grow up in Asia who have soy in their diet from day one are at much, much lower risk of getting prostate cancer than someone who grows up in the United States. And that's they're exposed to it essentially from birth. Yes, the duration of the exposure, what they're taking exactly, all matter as well. None of those things are really accounted for, but the thing that concerns me the most is that, you know, you can find almost anything associated with aggressive prostate cancer. You know, you could find driving, you know, a Cadillac as opposed to a Buick if you don't adjust for the factors that are known to be associated with it. And from a, you know, from a purely scientific standpoint, that's what makes this association extremely weak and possibly false.
Dr. D'Amico, look, you have superb credentials which matter a great deal to you. That's why you worked so hard to get them. And you've worked in prostate cancer. And, you know, I don't want to knock the guy who wrote it, but he really is a kind of lowly assistant professor who I think was looking for some media attention. And the media jumped all over the study. You are quoted in only one of the studies. Has the media come to you for your counterposition?
Yes, I did speak with Health Day and MedWatch about this. And so there was some statement made, essentially what I've just told you, that association studies cannot prove cause and effect, and that in this particular study, what's really, really striking to me is if you look in Table 1, they actually have the information in Table 1 about race and PSA level and so forth listed there. I just don't understand why they didn't use it in their model. It makes me wonder, maybe they did use it, and maybe once they did, the association was lost, because usually when these types of studies are done, they adjust for everything that may be related with the endpoint they're looking at, and they had the information available, in, as they show in Table 1. But to me, it makes me wonder if they did look at it, maybe the association was lost at that point, and without putting those factors in, it remained.
Here's another question I have for you, because I couldn't get this out of the study, and I know my listeners are probably fascinated by it, because many of my listeners are older men, I would think. How about this question, because I couldn't decipher it in the original study. Did they choose a population to study that had already been diagnosed with prostate cancer, or was this a generalized sample of men, some with and some without prostate cancer?
Right, it's the latter. It's the latter. What they did was they took a control group of men without prostate cancer and looked at the fish oil intake, and they looked at men with prostate cancer of different behaviors, different aggressions, different aggressiveness, and then compared the two.
But how do we know when the men started taking, the men with prostate cancer, how do we know when they started taking fish oils? Did they start taking the fish oils after they were diagnosed with prostate cancer or before?
No, it's not discussed. It's a good point.
That to me is, but Dr. D'Amico, you know, this to me is the whole essence of it. Many men, when they get sick, suddenly look for anything to help them, and they hear, oh, fish oils are good, and they start taking it. Does that mean that it caused it? Of course not. Like you said, maybe it was driving a Buick that did it. So the study is really valueless as far as I can tell.
I think it's, like I said, the scientific strength of it is weak at best.
Well, okay, you're more cautious than I am. I'm a talk show host at this point, not an academic. And I understand that. This is an off-the-record question. You don't have to answer it. One of your specialties is prostate cancer. Do you have anything to tell this audience of mine what they can do to lower their risk of prostate cancer?
I think the things that are extremely important is to make sure, number one, that you get screened after the age of 45 with a blood test each year called PSA.
Right.
Lower your risk, but it catches things early. I know there's a lot of controversy about it, but these controversy has arisen from data that also is not scientifically strong.
Mm-hmm.
If a man is black or Latino or Hispanic, they're at very high risk, or if they have a family history, a dad or a brother with the disease. In terms of lowering the risk, probably some of the strongest evidence comes from what I mentioned before. People who grew up in Asia who have soy in their diet, you know, have a very, very low risk of getting prostate cancer at all in their life. Soy can be gotten in, you know, soy milk, but the easiest way to get it is in these edamame beans, these green beans.
But let's say a guy listening to the show who's 40 plus, in your estimation, eating soy-based products, would that lower their risk at that stage?
It's hard to know because, like I said, the people in Asia are weaned on it, so we don't know
for sure.
But I'll tell you, I do recommend it to all my guys, children, sons who've had prostate cancer. The father.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I'm fanatic about PSA. I've been looking at that number for 10 years now in my own life. It's very low. It's 1.8 or 1 or 2.0. It's always under 2. And
that's
so
good.
I consider myself very lucky. What about the relationship between zinc and prostatitis, not prostate cancer? Any opinions on zinc, the relationship between zinc and prostatitis?
Yeah, I mean, again, those are association studies. Zinc doesn't cause any harm, it is not going to be a problem from what we can see. But I'm not convinced that it prevents inflammation in the prostate. I think
okay, fair enough.
Inflammation in the prostate, the void activities can cause it.
I hear you.
The most frequent activity that can cause prostatitis is some kind of regular, you know, motorcycle, bike riding, jet skiing, where you do it to excess.
Interesting.
It's right there.
You know, I want to hear something funny. I've ridden the bicycle all my life, and I'm over 60, and I ride it every day. You know what? I have a split seat that was bought 30 years ago in an airline magazine for fat guys, and I'm not fat. I bought it specifically because the seat was hurting me in the center of my body. I was getting irritation. Ever since I bought that split seat, I've never had another pain. By the way, doctor, your last name is that of my in-laws or my very close relatives who are from upstate New York. I don't think you're related.
Probably not. Most of my relatives are from Lower East Side of Manhattan. But that's a great idea.
I see.
And it's all men after they've had prostate operations.
I see.
If they ride a bike.
Yeah. Well, okay, we've been talking with Dr. D'Amico about the study that came out which alleges that fish oil might boost prostate cancer risk. I, from the beginning, after reading the article, we went and got it out of the NCI, and I saw there were flaws in it, so I got you an expert. He concurs that the study does not prove in any way that taking fish oils might boost prostate cancer risk. And Dr. D'Amico, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us tonight on the Savage Nation.
You're very welcome, and thanks for the invitation.
Thank you. Very, very nice. Very polite. And one last note, ladies and gentlemen, I should say ladies and gentlemen, because all the ladies who have a gentleman in their life are worried about this. It's a terrible disease to get and to die from. If you're going to buy fish oils, for God's sakes, would you get purified fish oils? There's junk out there. There is junk being made by shyster vitamin manufacturers, just as there's polluted fish coming in from Asia, which you shouldn't eat, polluted shrimp coming in from Asia, which you shouldn't touch. Where do you think the fish oils come from? Well, of course, they come from fish. Well, there are companies out there that charge a lot more, and they say purified fish oils. That's what you should be taking. End of story. Period. The sad part here is that the media jumped on this and picked it up. Why? They want to condemn all vitamins, all nutrients, and all supplements. There is a war against the vitamin industry. There's a war against caffeine. There's a war against virtually everything that is natural and does something good for you. While the drug peddlers, the giant pharmaceutical companies, have bought many of these cancer institutes, lock, stock, and barrel to put out false studies like this. That's one man's opinion.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. With prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you, they're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. One man has been wounded in a shooting today in San Francisco's Bayview District. It happened around 1 o'clock on Kirkwood Avenue. A man was shot in the lower torso, trying to drive himself to the hospital, but police found him in his car and took him the rest of the way. The man is expected to survive his injuries. No word on suspects or motive. The microblogging platform Tumblr is urging users to download the important update for its iOS apps because a security vulnerability put passwords at risk. The company also advises users of its iOS apps to update their passwords on Tumblr as well as anywhere else they may be using the same passwords. The company did not give any details about what the security issue might be. Taking a look at the roadways right now, we still have slow traffic westbound 237 from almost North First as you head over to Highway 101 because of earlier problems. Still sluggish upper deck of the Bay Bridge from the island into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For complete plumbing services and repairs done right the first time, go to rotorooter.com to connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com, and away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix featuring the MotoGP World Championship is coming to Monterey's Mazda Raceway at Laguna Seca July 19th. Don't miss 3 days of adrenaline-pumping, heart-pounding racing as the world's best motorcycle riders descend upon one of the world's most beautiful and challenging racetracks. Tickets are available now for the Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix featuring the MotoGP World Championship. Get all the details at MazdaRaceway.com. That's MazdaRaceway.com.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new jobs for completion by August 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
That this case has raised. We must not, as we have too often in the past, let this opportunity pass.
Okay, stop.
I hope that we will.
What you're listening to here is the sound of a very dangerous, I would say, evil man, because evil is danger. I'm going to quote Booker T. Washington, who saw men like Obama and Eric Holder from 100 years ago. Booker T. Washington was a great man who happened to be a black man, who saw this type of con man long before there was the 60s. And here's what Booker T had to say. I don't think he's taught in the schools anymore, because he would calm things down and bring people together. He would bring people up rather than pushing them down. But Booker T said, and I direct this to Obama, who obviously didn't hear this in Reverend Wright's church. I direct this to Eric Holder, who obviously didn't hear this while he was reading Karl Marx's Das Kapital. Booker T. Washington said this, guys. He said, I'm afraid that there is a certain class of race problem solvers who don't want the patient to get well, because as long as the disease holds out, they have not only an easy means of making a living, but also an easy medium through which to make themselves prominent before the public. He also said other things, by the way. Shall I read you a few others? There is another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of their troubles, they have grown into the settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy, and partly because it pays. Some of these people, he wrote, do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. That came from his book, My Larger Education, being chapters from my experience, written in 1911. Long before these demagogues, Obama, Holder, and the others, were brainwashed through the Marxist professorships into becoming the monsters that they are, in my mind, that they have become. Very dangerous people indeed, playing racial politics, trying to stir up blacks against whites, blacks against Asians, blacks against everyone they can. It's frightening to believe that we have what used to be contained in the ghettos of the universities, now on the political stage in the center ring itself. We have to go back to the Latin to find an answer to what we're going through today as well. Quies custodiae ipsos custodis. Pardon my mangled Latin. I only learned botanical Latin. I'll do the best I can. But that is a Latin phrase attributed to the Roman poet Juvenal from his satires, where he wrote, who will guard the guards themselves? Also sometimes translated as, who watches the watchman? Quies custodiae ipsos custodes? Eric Holder, who watches you? Mr. Obama, who will guard us from you? Who watches the watchman? So if you think that evil has occurred in America, and it's the first time it's occurred in a great nation, you are wrong. The Roman Republic also had people who needed watching who were above the law. And right now we have the untouchables stirring up hatred in this country. I'd rather not go down into the gutter with them. I'd rather try to continue to bring the dialogue up. I don't know if I'm going to succeed at it. But if I keep quoting Booker T. Washington or some of the other great leaders of the past, I'm afraid that people will say, well, they're nothing. They're not great men. They were just Uncle Toms who sold themselves out. That's how their brains have been washed. But if you actually analyze what they said, you'll find out that you're being imprisoned with your hatred. Booker T. Washington was trying to teach people, probably mainly his own people, that the longer you hated and the more you hated, the longer you were enslaved by your own hatred. Among a large class, he wrote in Up From Slavery in 1901, there seemed to be a dependence upon the government for every conceivable thing. The members of this class had little ambition to create a position for themselves, but wanted the federal officials to create one for them. How many times I wished then, and have often wished since, that by some power of magic I might remove this great bulk of these people into the country districts and plant them upon the soil, upon the solid and never deceptive foundation of Mother Nature, where all nations and races that have ever succeeded have gotten their start, a start that at first may be slow and toilsome, but one that nevertheless is real. Now, I'm trying to address this to young black men and women who are listening to my show who are troubled with what is going on in the country right now. 50 years of race relations have been dissolved by Barack Obama for injecting himself into this Zimmerman trial. 50 years of relative harmony in America have been threatened by Eric Holder's constant harping upon the civil rights era. And yet we see nothing or hear nothing from those who brought themselves up from nothing to something. And here's what he wrote, George Washington Carver. I'll bet you haven't learned any of his writings in school. I bet he's no longer taught. Instead, you're reading Malcolm X. Instead, you're reading the other haters that came along in the 60s. And this is really not aimed for the white people. I think it's aimed for the young black kids who, let's say, are in the middle class and want to move up and stay there, and they don't want to be pulled back down into the darkness of the ghetto and ghetto talk. And he wrote this in My Larger Education, 1911. When our thoughts, which bring actions, are filled with hate against anyone, Negro or white, we are in a living hell. That is as real as hell will ever be. He wrote that. I didn't. Here's the best one, and he's most famous for this one. It's very tender. George Washington Carver wrote, how far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. I thought that was beautiful. You hear this? Tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. He sounds like he was a great man. How about this one, Al Sharpton? No individual has any right to come into the world and go out of it without leaving behind him distinct and legitimate reasons for having passed through it. In the opinion of millions of people, Sharpton, you've left nothing but hatred and dissension in your path. There is no shortcut to achievement, Mr. Obama, he wrote. Life requires thorough preparation. Veneer isn't worth anything. I guess he perceived the hollow men. There is no shortcut to achievement, Mr. Obama. Life requires thorough preparation. Veneer isn't worth anything. Well, Obama's veneer has come off, hasn't it? We have seen the stucco come off Obama's facade, and behind it there seems to be some rotting wood. This is the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. I've begun with some very important quotes, and I'm sure they've gone over like, as we used to say in Queens, a lead balloon. Because it's very easy to get into this and get into the gutter with the rest of them and start attacking the attackers, which is going to happen whether I want to do it or not. So let us begin with clip number one, and we'll go from there. We'll give you the red meat for the Savage Nation in clip one.
And he was freaked out by it.
Yes, definitely after I say it might be a rapist. For every boy's, or every man, every who's not that kind of way, see a grown man following them, will they be creeped out? So you got to take it as a parent, when you tell your child, when you see a grown person follow you, run away and all that, would you going to stand there? You going to tell your child to stay there? If you tell your child to stand there, we're going to see your child on the news for missing person.
Now, this is an astonishing condemnation of her, of herself. This lady, Gentel, who was Trayvon Martin's best friend, said she was on the phone with him when he got into the fight, which he picked, apparently, with Zimmerman. And I'm going to ask a strange question, which is, should Eric Holder seek charges against Gentel for inciting Trayvon Martin to attack Zimmerman? Because when I listen to this, it seems to me she was goading Trayvon, saying, if you're not gay, you better go punch him in the nose. This girl, this lady, this woman, Gentel, seems to have incited the fight. We all know from experience that sometimes women can be peacemakers and sometimes women can be fight makers. She says he was freaked out by Zimmerman following him. So what did she put in his head? Did she put in poor Trayvon Martin's head that unless he was a man, if he was a man, rather, he would punch Zimmerman in the nose, beat him up, because otherwise she would consider him to be sort of gay? Do you have any idea how important this question is? Gentel was warning Trayvon that Zimmerman could be a gay rapist on the telephone before he attacked Zimmerman. So should Eric Holder and his so-called civil rights division of the Justice Department, run by a very dangerous individual who never should have been confirmed by the spineless, ballless Republicans when his name came up, should these hate mongers in the Justice Department, to be fair now, seek hate crimes charges against Gentel for inciting Trayvon Martin to attack Zimmerman? Well, the answer is, of course, that's absurd, isn't it? It's just as absurd as going after Zimmerman after the fact, isn't it? She goes further, by the way. She digs her wheels into the mud even further in clip two. Listen to this now.
She didn't want that creepy-ass cracker going to his father's girlfriend house to go get, mind you, his little brother was there. You don't, and mind you, I told Trayvon I might have been a rapist.
I told Trayvon Zimmerman might have been a rapist. Now, you talk about prejudice. You talk about prejudice and a hate crime. Zimmerman might be a gay rapist, and therefore he should protect himself, so he attacked Zimmerman. That's the reason this poor young guy lost his life. I rest my case, because if the Justice Department, so-called, is going to gin up charges against Zimmerman that don't exist, then they really have to look at charges against Gentel for starting the whole fight. If you have a comment on this, you can call me at 855-400-7282, or if you'd like to comment on some of the high road stuff, which I doubt you will do, the Booker T. Washington, the George Washington Carver quotes, or the quote from Juvenal, "Quies custodie ipsos custodes," I'll be right back to take your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection,
Elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Granger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Hey, Brian Sussman here. Join the KSFO Morning Show for Thirsty Thursday. It'll be this Thursday, July 18th, from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Eclipse Restaurant and Lounge in the Hyatt Regency San Francisco. That's at our Barcadero Center. Join Katie Green and me for some light bites, a cold beverage, and lots of political talk again this Thursday at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco. Thirsty Thursdays. For more information, visit KSFO.com. We'll see you on Thursday.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSMO.
He didn't want that creepy-ass cracker going to his father's girlfriend house to go get... Mind you, his little brother's there. You don't, and mind you, I told you I might have been a rapist.
How did it fall to this level that we have demagogues in such high places and such lowlifes in the media that they'd have a person like this on, literally condemning herself, admitting that she egged Trayvon Martin to go attack Zimmerman? That's what I just heard. And that started the fight which led to the kid's death. Should Eric Holder seek charges against her for inciting Trayvon Martin to attack Zimmerman? It's a reasonable question. I read about George Washington Carver, an American scientist, botanist, educator, inventor, black man. No one knows when he was born. You know why? He was born into slavery in Missouri in January of 1864, it is thought. He died in Tuskegee, Alabama in January of 1943. And he was a leader and an advisor to presidents. He did it all on his own. And he said some amazing things that people used to pull themselves up from nothing. From nothing. The man was a genius, and this is the most important one I'm going to read to you today, and then I'll stop with the quotes. 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. Wow. does that differ from, you owe me reparations. The government owes me this. Bring it all down, man. Listen to this one, those of you who are confused out there. How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. That's beautiful. He wrote, fear of something is at the root of hate for others, and hate within will eventually destroy the hater. That's what I'm trying to caution those of you who are full of hate today. You're not going to win through your hate. You're going to be destroyed by it. You're going to be destroyed by it. That's what's going to happen with your hatred. It never works. Nothing. He was a God-fearing man. He was a Christian. And how did he get from slavery to something so big? He loved nature. He said, I wanted to know the name of every stone and flower and insect and bird and beast. I wanted to know where it got its color, where it got its life, but there was no one to tell me. No one to tell me, so he figured it out on his own. He read, went to the library. He didn't expect a tutor to come to his house. You know, pretty amazing. When our thoughts, which bring actions, are filled with hate against anyone, Negro or white, we are in a living hell. That is as real as hell will ever be. Now, if a kid is taught this as a youngster, when the venom of an Al Sharpton or the venom of an Obama or the venom of all of these haters is thrown at them, they have an immunity. So, in other words, if you're listening to the show, maybe you can give your children an inoculation against the hatred that is being put into their heads so we don't fall back another 50 or 60 or 70 years from these revolutionary socialists running the country today. Now, why do you think I try to go the high road, it's not going to work. We're living in a low time, so to go the high road is a waste of time. That's all. If I read to you from some of the great black leaders of the past to try and lift people up, what good is this going to do in a time when so many people are so brainwashed and so drugged out that they can't even hear what I'm saying? You have to ask yourself, how did a guy start as a slave? He was born into slavery, and he became a scientist, even though he began as a slave. Did you know that? He didn't have the government helping him either. He didn't sue anybody for a race hatred to get into college. He had a curiosity about every living thing on earth. He said he wanted to be able to name every plant, and he did. He became a scientist, and then he wrote some great sayings, which people loved. And he was a famous black leader between 1890 and about 1915. But those were the dark ages, huh? That was before they were wizened up by the white communists who almost brought America to its knees in the 60s. The white communists who were now running around with masks on, punching waiters in the face, breaking windows, attacking police. Yeah, they're really wonderful people. Bring it all down, man. Well, let me remind you of something even more important. And I've said this before, and there's a very dangerous thing going on in this country. The occupiers with the masks on are repeating history. In Germany, during the Weimar Republic, when the country was seething in degeneracy, and its economy was floundering after the reparations of World War I, the communists, like the occupiers, were running around with masks, beating up people, attacking people who love Germany, attacking business owners. They were out of hand. They attacked anybody who tried to defend the country. And then the Nazi movement was formed. Yeah. Hitler came along not before the communist movement, but in reaction to the communist movement. And we know where that led. That led to the deaths of millions of people. It led to a war that killed tens of millions of people. But you have to understand where that came from. It came from those people who had enough of the occupiers who were smashing and burning and punching and screaming. They were the communists, anarchists of the early 1920s in Germany. Those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. I'm trying to warn America not to repeat what happened in Germany, because as sure as I'm standing here, if this keeps up, you're going to see a reaction like you've never seen in this country. You will see a Nazi movement arise, but it won't be called a Nazi movement. Just as you saw a communist arrive on the scene and go all the way to the White House because he didn't call himself a communist. I warned you this 15 years ago. I told you that they'd come marching in the streets of this country, but they wouldn't be wearing a red beret.
They wouldn't have their fists pumped in the air screaming, Che. And look where Obama and Holder have gotten. If they're not hardcore Marxists, I'd like to know what is a hardcore Marxist. They're very clever, and look how far they got. Well, let me tell you something. The exact opposite can happen as well. One day there will be another Hitler in this country if this keeps up, but he will not do the Nazi salute. He will not be marching with a swastika. But this is what's going to happen unless these demagogues are stopped. Somebody has to cool them down. Where are the black leaders in America? Where are the black surgeons and lawyers and judges who understand the lowlives in high places? Where are they today? Where is one leader in the black community to stand up to the hate of Holder? The hate of Holder. I warn you, what's coming?
Savage. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
The story that I'm almost reluctant to tell you about. A story that will bring a strong man to his knees and make him weep. Poachers in Chad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out the ivory. As you know, this is a big campaign of mine. Poachers in Chad slaughtered 86 elephants, including 33 pregnant females, in less than a week and hacked out their ivory while they were alive. They shot them and cut the ivory out while they were begging for their lives on the ground. It's the worst killing spree of elephants since early 2012 from these poachers. Now, I have worked with the International Fund for Animal Welfare for a while. I've just given them a modest grant to hire ex-military guys to go kill these poachers. It's not working. The people who are responsible for this are in China, because they are the ivory-consuming nations. As you know, China has not made any effort to reduce the demand for ivory in China. If we don't force China to stop this insanity, if we don't force China in the UN to stop it, the battle to save elephants will be lost in your lifetime because you did nothing. How can you speak up for elephants? Can you sign an elephant petition? Can you send some money to the International Fund for Animal Welfare? I don't know what you can do. It's a pretty ugly picture up there. I don't know if you have the stomach to see an animal on the ground with its guts cut out, with its ivory slashed out of its head. On top of it is another animal story. U.S. companies are seeking final approval to start slaughtering horses for food in the United States of America. It seems to me the world is melting down into a decadence that I've never seen in my lifetime. There seems to be no care for anything. Maybe I'm overgeneralizing. What do you think? How do you feel about China not stopping in to stop the elephant slaughter? They won't stop the trade. I have an article that I have to read you. It's two paragraphs. It's called "The Russians Think We're Wrecking the World on Purpose." It's by a man I've respected for years named David Goldman. He used to be known as Spengler. He was anonymous for many years, and then he came out from behind the curtain. And Goldman writes the most brilliant analysis I've ever seen in my life. It's short. "The Russians think we're wrecking the world on purpose." He writes this: "In Russia, most analysts, politicians, and ordinary citizens believe in the unlimited might of America and thus reject the notion that the U.S. has made and continues to make mistakes in the Middle East. Instead, they assume it's all a part of a complex plan to restructure the world and to spread global domination," close quote, says Fyodor Lukyanov on the Al-Monitor website today. Lukyanov, who chairs Russia's Council on Foreign and Defense Policy, laments what he derides as a conspiracy theory. Nonetheless, he reports President Vladimir Putin and the Russian elite think that the United States is spreading chaos as part of a diabolical plot for world domination. Listen carefully to the rest of this. "From Russian leadership's point of view, the Iraq war now looks like the beginning of the accelerated destruction of regional and global stability, undermining the last principles of sustainable world order. Everything that's happened since, including flirting with Islamists," did you catch that? That's your friend Hillary Clinton, flirting with Islamists during the Arab Spring, "U.S. policies in Libya, and its current policies in Syria, serve as evidence of strategic insanity that has taken over the last remaining superpower." Emphasis on strategic insanity. I'll go on.
Russia's persistence on the Syrian issue was the product of this perception. The issue is not sympathy for Syria's dictator, nor commercial interests, nor naval bases in Tartus. Moscow is certain that if continued crushing of secular authoritarian regimes is allowed, because America and the West support democracy, it will lead to such destabilization that will overwhelm all, including Russia. It's therefore necessary for Russia to resist, especially as the West and the United States themselves experience increasing doubts. There's more in the little article. I'll finish it. It's instructive to view ourselves through a Russian mirror. The term paranoid Russian is a pleonasm. Quote, the fact is that all Russian politicians are clever. The stupid ones are dead. By contrast, America, in its complacency, promotes dullards. A deadly miscommunication arises from this asymmetry. The Russians cannot believe that the Americans are as stupid as they look and conclude that Washington wants to destroy them. He wrote in 2008 under the title, quote, Americans play Monopoly, Russians chess. Russians have dominated chess most of the past century for good reason. It is the ultimate exercise in paranoia. All the pieces on the board are guided by a single combative mind, and every move is significant. In the real world, human beings flail and blunder. For Russian officials who climb the greasy pole in the intelligence services, mistakes are unthinkable. For those who made mistakes are long since buried. The article is entitled, The Russians Think We're Wrecking the World on Purpose. I don't. I think we have the stupidest people in the world running America. And that includes the president. That includes Hillary Clinton. I have no idea who's dictating this to them, but their insanity and their support for so-called democracies have burned the Middle East almost to the ground. And this is just the beginning. It's true. I mean, it's something weird. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that it's just my paranoia, because I think like a Russian. I play chess. I play chess on the radio. I don't play Monopoly. And so everything to me is on a chessboard. And when I see the insanity of this country, particularly on international issues, I have to conclude that we have morons running the country. Morons, total morons. Golfing and then supporting democracy in Egypt, and the next thing we see, they're burning churches to the ground. Let's go to take an Easter vacation in Hawaii, and let's go to Martha's Vineyard, and let's have democracy in Libya. The next thing you know, Libya's on fire, and the Islamists win, and Hillary giggles. We came, we saw, he died. Not a word out of the morons in the media. Not a word out of the stenographers. You could put 100 of the top people in the American media in a room, and you put me in that room. I can guarantee you I can out-debate all of them. You put all of them in a room in one audience, I can out-debate all of them at once. They're not playing chess. They're stenographers. They don't even understand how embarrassing it is to listen to them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your favorite station now plays around the world. Listen wherever you go with iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station plus over 1,500 stations with the latest music, news, sports, and more. Download the free app at iHeartRadio.com.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday, and we'll tell you how you can join us to celebrate live Thursday night. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Finally, we continued our close consultation on Iran. We agree that a nuclear-armed Iran, a threat to the region, a threat to the world, and potentially an existential threat to Israel. And we agree on our goal. We do not have a policy of containment when it comes to a nuclear Iran.
Now, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, how did he become a hawk all of a sudden? How did Obama, the dove, suddenly become a hawk? He's talking about alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria. He won't stand for that. He's talking about the potential nuclear armament, nuclear-armed Iran. He won't stand for that. When did he suddenly become a hawk? How did this happen overnight? People were screaming about this a year ago, 2 years ago. He wouldn't say a word. And so I go back to the article by Goldman that I read earlier. The Russians think we're wrecking the world on purpose. And some of the blog comments are really brilliant. You know, people are so smart. And somebody wrote this. The Russians just need to remember what Arnold Toynbee once said about America. Quote, America is like a large friendly dog sitting in a very small room. Every time it wags its tail, it knocks over a chair. Nobody can write like that anymore. Another one writes, their confusion, meaning America's confusion, appears as incompetence, but it's not really that. They beckon and mime mindlessly as the strings are pulled. Puppets never know the full mind of the master. That's eerie. How can all the leaders of the U.S. be so stupid as to leave the country unguarded and cater to their enemies? One idiot is expected. 10 idiots is reasonable. 100 idiots is a calamity. 1,000 idiots is a conspiracy. Someone else writes, yes, it's about time everyone realized that there truly are fanatical and committed enemies of the Constitution inside Washington, not just dupes or idiots. Okay? I mean, people see what's going on. What explanation do you have? Is the administration a combination of malice and incompetence? Something is wrong with this picture. For Obama to go from a dove to hawk, literally overnight, is worrisome. It's a talk radio show. I'm not a government official. After all, I don't even teach at the Kennedy School of Government. I'm not as brilliant as most of those tenured professors at the Kennedy School of Government. Why ask them their opinion? 855-400-7282. And then the elephant story. I mean, it's not related to any of this at all, but there's something wrong in the world right now. There's a malice. There's an evil. The Pope had it right. There's an evil raging across the globe. So the article says, poachers in Chad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out ivory. Now, anyone could say they love dogs. Everyone's copied me on dogs and radio since I started it 18 years ago. It's easy to love a dog. I love dogs. Okay. You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh or any of his followers ever talk about the elephant slaughter for one reason. If they did, you would know that they were following Michael Savage. So even though the cause is good, and even though all people should get behind this, conservative and liberal alike, you will never hear a Republican stand up and say, save the elephants. You won't hear it at all because it'll mean that they were listening to Michael Savage. And that's a shame. Isn't it a shame? No one came to my aid when they banned me from England. No one will come to the aid of the elephants, even though they call themselves animal lovers. Nevertheless, poachers and Chad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out ivory. The International Fund for Animal Welfare, by the way, which is the group that I support, reports that poachers in Chad slaughtered 86 elephants, including 33 pregnant females, in less than a week, and hacked out their ivory. IFAW says it's the worst killing spree of elephants since early 2012, when poachers from Chad and Sudan killed as many as 650 elephants in a national park in Cameroon. Elephants in Central Africa continue to be under siege from unscrupulous poachers, the killing, blah, blah, blah. About 40% of Africa's elephant population, 17,000 elephants were illegally killed in 2011. 17,000 were killed in 2011. And there's a report called Elephants in the Dust, the African Elephant Crisis. So what are they doing? They're training enforcement officers in the use of tracking, intelligence networks, and innovative techniques. I've gone a step further. I have funded those trained to kill them. Because unless they kill the poachers, the elephants are going to die within the next few years. At the recent meeting on the International Trade in Endangered Species, 3 African and 5 Asian nations were put on notice that they have failed to adequately crack down on the ivory trade, which is nonsense. They care. These heartless monsters care about that they were put on notice. Who put them on notice? They must come up with targets or face trade sanctions next year. Are you joking? Only Obama can stop this, by the way. How do you like that? He's the president of the United States. If he got up and said that the poaching of elephants for their ivory is inhumane, and we're going to stop it, by punishing China if they continue to fund this, I can guarantee you something would happen. Now accuse me of being an animal nut. Go ahead. Go ahead, make my day, see if I care. I'm not allowed to love animals. Okay, then don't. I mean, you know, okay, say what you want. See, what you don't understand is that conservatives should own the environmental issues. I've been a plant collector all of my life, while many of these people who claim to be environmentalists on the left have never been in the places I've been on Earth. I've been very lucky. But the point is I've been involved in the environment for since, I'd say, 1967, 68, 69. We should own it. People who hunt, fish, boat, etc., are the natural environmentalists of today. Not Barbara Boxer. Do you think Barbara Boxer hikes the trails of Marin County in her gold lamé shoes looking for a lawsuit? I don't think so. Do you think Barbara Boxer sails the bay in her gold lamé shoes looking to sue a seal? Do you think there are any lawsuits out on the bay? I don't think her and her family can find any lawsuits on the bay. So they're not the natural protectors of the environment. They just use it as a weapon against the invisible enemy. And that's why I say to you is that we have to get involved with this elephant story. You've got to do something. And only the president could step in and do something about it. He could stop the slaughter. To her credit, by the way, the only politician who ever mentioned this was Hillary Clinton about 6 months ago. She's the only one who ever mentioned it. The only one who said one word about it. Nothing was done. The Chinese were not stopped. Now, look, I could go back to the first question of the day, which is whose boots should be on the ground in Syria with all of the war drums being banged right now by Obama, which sound reminiscent of Bush. I could go back to that simplistic question, but I think I've covered that. Certainly, I don't want my boots on the ground in Syria. You want Mrs. Jones' son's boots on the ground in Syria. All of the brave conservatives in the media who are calling for war again like they did in Iraq, they're not going to put on a uniform and go to Syria, are they? You don't think so? I don't think so. We don't belong in Syria. It's not our business. We have no business in Syria whatsoever. But let's focus on the topics of the day here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Any topic I may have touched on is fair game. Connecticut, Sabrina, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Michael. Elephants are magical, amazing creatures. It sickens me to even fathom what has recently happened.
It's beyond belief how this is happening in front of our eyes, and the UN is doing nothing.
And
I blame the United Nations for permitting the slaughter of the elephants, and I've said that I believe that some of these people who are in the UN who are supposed to stop this are probably being paid under the table by ivory traders.
Well, I certainly hope that Obama does something, and I just want to tell you that your comments are so forthright and honest. You have such tenacity in your dialogue. And I just want to thank you for making people truly aware of what's really happening in America.
Well, you know what they could do? The group I give money to is I've looked around. Most of these groups I don't trust. Most of them take most of it for the management, and they go on vacation with it. They visit Africa and take pictures, right? So I don't really give money to charities because a lot of it's fraudulent. Unfortunately, that's true. The whole charitable world needs to be investigated by someone else. But I found the IFAW is a pretty honest group. I believe that. I pray to God that's their name. I don't even remember who I gave money to, but it's the International Fund for Animal Welfare. I believe that's the group that we've been supporting. And I suggest you look into them and try to target it for the Elephant Fund. Let me see if I can find the exact name. Oh, God, I have so many. Here we go. Yep, thank God. IFAW, International Fund for Animal Welfare. They're very good people. They're as good as we're going to find. That group that I mentioned to you, who I give money to, and I suggest you look into them, IFAW. I don't make anything from them. I'm not on their board of directors. I have absolutely no interest in the financial elements other than to save the elephants and the other endangered species. So International Fund for Animal Welfare, look them up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560, KSFO. The NCAA says it will no longer allow EA Sports to use its logo and name in its video games.
The move comes as the NCAA fights a lawsuit demanding the organization find a way to give players a cut of the billions of dollars earned from live broadcast memorabilia sales and video games. NCAA Football 2014 will be the last edition of the popular game. Advocates for Californians with developmental disabilities are calling on Governor Brown to appoint an independent official to improve safety at state-run care facilities. The dozens gathered at the state capitol today, urging the governor to shut down four residential centers run by the Department of Development Services. Taking a look at the roadways, Mountain View, northbound 85, Shoreline Boulevard off-ramp. We've got an accident motorcycle involved in the left lane there. And an accident in Castro Valley, westbound 580, Redwood. Three cars mostly center divided, but just sticking to that left lane a bit. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix featuring the MotoGP World Championship is coming to Monterey's Mazda Raceway at Laguna Seca July 19th. Don't miss 3 days of adrenaline-pumping, heart-pounding racing as the world's best motorcycle riders descend upon one of the world's most beautiful and challenging racetracks. Tickets are available now for the Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix featuring the MotoGP World Championship. Get all the details at MazdaRaceway.com. That's MazdaRaceway.com.
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents, the creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The Savage Nation.
So I want to talk about other things, but I want to shift gears at the same time. And I want to read something to you from my novel, A Time for War, that is not free association, not stream of consciousness. It's a structured novel meant to impart excitement in the reader. It's about China being at war with America, a secret war, and how Jack tries to stop the trail that leads to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country. And so I'm going to go all the way to the middle of the novel on page 172, and Jack goes to see Hawk. Hawk sends his jet to San Francisco. Jack arrives, and here it goes. Marigot St. Martin. Of all the places Jack had thought he might end up at the flight's end, the Caribbean was not on his short list. Only the sign in the distant terminal told him where he was in St. Martin. Martina was still mute on their destination, even as they were making their final approach. Okay? Hawk's jet came in solo over Maho Beach. Jack could see the faint sheen of wet sand in the moonlight. He thought about the sunseekers who would have thronged the beach that day. Veterans would have ignored the low-flying aircraft. There would have been panic in the eyes and gestures of newcomers. Imagine how the Arawak Indians felt when they saw the ships from Spain, he thought. It was strange to think of toned, near-naked ladies playing volleyball and the crew of Christopher Columbus on the same clear stretch of waterfront. It was possible that the Indians were wearing even less than vacationers, which was the only backward step he could conjure up. He thought of those men crossing the ocean in a slow-going, wind-driven chamber pot, while he flew here faster than the speed of sound. He thought of the diseases that had ravaged the civilization in the Leeward Islands over half a millennium ago, and the medicines that prevented them today. He thought of the slavery introduced by the Spanish, and the freedom paid for in blood by American soldiers who fought oppression at home and abroad in war after war. Now, let me pause right there. That's a paragraph in A Time for War. It's a little departure from the average, let's say, fictional suspense novel or fictional adventure novel. But what I'm trying to tell you is you could put your thoughts even into a structured novel if you have any thoughts. So then he goes to see Richard Hawk, and he goes into the guy's limousine with the beautiful Martina. She's, I guess, the girl who greets him, and she's beautiful, of course. The limo was equipped for a party. There was a digital jukebox, a 40-inch HD TV, Dom Perignon on ice, and a refrigerator with more Iranian caviar, fresh slices of expensive Ubarri melons, and the world's most expensive pie from the Fencegate Inn in Burnley, Lancashire, England. It was made with two bottles of 1982 Chateau Mouton Rothschild red wine, Wagyu beef from Kobe, Japan, Matsutake mushrooms, and a crust with gold leaf topping. Jack knew all of this because the car also came equipped with Yutako, a stunning young lady who also by coincidence came from Kobe. So what I'm getting at is my love for food, my love for art can be written into an adventure novel. It doesn't matter to me that the poseurs in San Francisco who work for the art museum or give money to the art museum don't recognize that the greatest novelist in the modern history of San Francisco is right in front of their nose. It doesn't bother me. I mean, my last novel, Abuse of Power, was staged inside the Fine Arts Museum, and none of these poseurs in the Getty crowd even understand that the book was written about the museum that they have trashed with their trashy parties. They don't even understand that. So then we go into the yachts. As he gets there on the speedboat, an Aquariva speedboat, and he's taken over to the yacht to meet the man, remember, who's the villain, who sold the country out with his electronics firm, right? Utako notices that Jack is staring at the side of the yacht. It bore the name Highlight in bold black letters. The lengths of yachts have grown exponentially in just the last decade, Utako said, loud enough to be heard over the hum of the massive diesel engines, the rush of the wind, and the slap of the hull against the water, culminating in the launch of Eclipse at 533 feet. On the list of the world's largest yachts, which includes Royal and State ships, Richard Hawk's yacht at 439 feet is ranked only number 8, but it has rare features. Built under an extreme blanket of secrecy by Blohm and Voss shipyards, she is one of only two private yachts that are ice-classed. Featuring over 48,000 square feet under air, she has 7 decks, including 12 guest cabins, twin master suites, a hangar, several pools, and 2 helipads, one of which on the aft deck is hydraulically retractable. She can accommodate up to 24 guests and has a liveaboard crew of 27, including 3 security men who were formerly Russian Spetsnaz. So what I'm now is describing the yacht in a few sentences, based, by the way, on a real yacht. I know an awful lot about yachts and construction. And so I put that into the novel. Now we get to Mr. Hawk. And let's see if you like what I make of Mr. Hawk. They made their way through the main salon, which was the size of his Union Street apartment. It had a wet bar, a spotless white carpet, big picture windows, more black and white leather sofas, and a pair of Renoirs on the wall. The lamps were by Tiffany, the captain mentioned. Jack didn't think he meant the singer. And they goes on, and he talks to the captain. Then they get to Richard Hawk, who's lying on a black hammock with an e-reader and a clip-on light. The hammock was clearly custom-made with a wide base made of what looked like matte black carbon. There was a strange pinched joint in the middle of the head and foot supports. On the headrail of the hammock was what looked like a photoelectric sensor. The captain explained that the unit read the sun, communicated with small silent motors in the two joints, and kept the hammock facing the sun at all times. It was still oriented to the western horizon and would reset in the morning. Jack was overwhelmed rather than impressed. Then he meets Hawk. He had read about the man's battle with throat cancer. Even the best doctors and healthiest sunshine could not undo the pallor of what he had endured. As his host walked around the six queen-size sunning beds built in a large marble well, Jack noticed the Hawk logo embroidered on the back of his robe in black and gold, like a fighter's robe, Jack thought. There was a point at which excess became comical, self-mockery. The hammock had become indulgently close. The robe crossed the line. "Mr. Hatfield," Hawk said quietly as he approached. "Call me Jack," Jack said. "Like Ishmael," Hawk replied. "Hell of a question to ask on a boat," Jack said. "Why," Hawk said, "Ishmael survived." Hawk offered his hand and Jack shook it. The man's grip was firm enough. "It's odd we've never met," Hawk remarked. "We don't exactly move in the same social circles," Jack pointed out. "That's true, but we're nearly neighbors. Your place in Carmel?" "I come to a lot of public events in San Francisco," Hawk said, "the kind you used to attend." "You mean when I mattered?" Hawk laughed. "Your modesty is unexpected." And then they go on. And then they talk about food. Then they talk about this. But it's all about the story itself. What is the story in a time for war? Well, the story is about the Chinese is under, the United States is under secret attack, and only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host who had been hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. And who is he after? It's a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who was sold out his own country with the help of government officials at the highest level of the American government. As Chinese enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin killing hundreds of thousands of civilians, Hatfield and the beautiful Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. Okay. What I'm getting at is I enjoyed writing the book. There are so many things in here that anyone in the Bay Area of San Francisco would find phenomenally entertaining. And I'm enjoying reading it to you now on The Savage Nation. And now we go back to regular programming. Any question is fair game. 855-400-7282. On WABC, Mike in New York City. Go ahead. What's your topic?
Hi, Mr. Savage. It's such a pleasure to get an opportunity to speak with you about this subject. Let me tell you, when I was driving home, when you mentioned this topic, I literally had a hole in my heart. I'm a big-time animal activist, and I belong to 20 different animal charities. And when I heard that, I just...
You're talking about the slaughter of elephants.
Correct.
The killing of a whole tribe of them, including pregnant cows, cutting their tusks out while some of them were begging for their lives. It's enough to make me want to go kill the poachers. So all I've done is I've given $50,000 to this group that is actually training soldiers to go kill the poachers. There is a war out there against the elephants. The UN is doing nothing. They're a bunch of worthless. I have nothing but contempt for the UN. It's a bunch of gangsters stealing money from every country on earth. If there was really a UN, they would send the special forces in and kill the poachers immediately and save the elephants while they can. I wouldn't be surprised if the people in the UN are benefiting from the sale of ivory. But don't let me interrupt you. Go on. Tell me what you want to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what I just wanted to say is, you know, I listen to your show as often as I can. And though I may disagree with you or agree with you on certain subjects, I got to say I commend you on your generosity to be supportive in these animals. And the reason I say that is you know, you've got, you're very, you know what you think, and you've got your ideas and political subjects. And aside from all the other crap that's going on in the world.
Yes, absolutely. How can we permit the death of this noble friend of ours called the elephants? How can we permit the death of this species in our lifetime by doing nothing but paying attention to gay marriage like it's the only issue on earth?
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I thought there was about 5 years ago I read an article.
Is that the only area of humanity that's permitted to be discussed, gay marriage? How about the death of the elephants?
Yeah, that's right. I read an article about 5 years ago that said there was a new way that these poachers, these scum of the earth, were killing these animals. And you know what they were doing?
I know what they're doing. They're hunting in helicopters, and they're machine-gunning the herds of elephants who are running and trying to hide from them, protecting their babies underneath their own bodies. They're being slaughtered by these vermin. And do you know where the ivory is sold? China! China, the enemy of civilization itself. The greediest, most inhumane people on the planet right now are in China.
They'll eat anything and they'll kill anything.
They have dogs in cages. They have no regard for human life. They harvest the organs of political prisoners. And we're supposed to believe they're like us? When did that happen? Tell me when communist China became like us.
It makes me sick.
Well, all I can say is the UN has proven itself to be worthless. If I had the power, I would defund the United Nations immediately. I'd throw them out of the building on the East River. I'd make them leave. But more importantly is we have to save the elephants. And people need to go to michaelsavage.com, see the article, and give money to the organizations that are funding the anti-poaching military organizations. It's gotten so bad, I don't know if people understand what we're talking about. The poachers are using heavy weapons on these elephants just to cut their tusks out before they're even dead. They're cutting the tusks out of pregnant cows. Do you know how horrible this is to witness? And the pictures are on my website. I didn't put the worst pictures up. I didn't put the movies up of this because I don't think the people could take it. But I beg the people to listen to me. Why are you permitting this to go on? What kind of government do you have that cares nothing about the most noble species on the planet, our best friends on the planet, these most advanced creatures with such an advanced intelligence, the elephant being slaughtered for their ivory, so a group of throwback degenerates in China can sit there clicking about the big tusks they have in their ugly living room in Shanghai. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its home affordability and stability plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's a Thirsty Thursday, and we'll tell you how you can join us to celebrate live Thursday night. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
Grand Junction, Colorado. Cher, you've been holding a long time. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, I represent a large group of intelligent, successful businesswomen from colorful Colorado. Beautiful. We love your respect, intelligence, and insightfulness. And if you add cottage cheese to you and your dog's diet, it holds nutrients in your system longer. So God bless you, Mr. Savage, and carry on.
That's beautiful. Let me send you a copy of my... How many women are in your group?
There are a ton of us, and we're extremely wealthy, and we will all buy your book.
Okay, I was going to send you it. It's not the money. It's I'm trying to warn America what China's already doing to us through a novel. By the way, there's a lead story from the Washington Times. Do you know that Mr. Holmes, the Aurora Theater slaughterer, has converted to Islam in prison in Colorado? Did you know that?
Yes, yeah, I'm a psychologist, and so
The Aurora Theater shooter, who America has forgotten, the crazy one, James Holmes, has converted to Islam and prays up to 5 times a day. A prison source says the beard James Holmes sported in court last month represents his newfound faith. The source said Mr. Holmes has turned Muslim as a way of justifying his horrific crimes on July 20th, which left 12 people dead and 58 people wounded, the Daily Mail reports. The source said he has brainwashed himself into believing he was on his own personal jihad and that his victims in the movie theater were infidels. Holmes now prays 5 times a day, sticks to a strict Muslim diet in prison, and spends hours each day studying the Quran, the source told the Inquirer. I rest my case, Shar. Thank you for listening to the Savage Nation. Houston, Texas, Beatrice, KSEV, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you, Dr. Savage, for speaking up for the elephants. I've been watching a lot of things about them. They are so intelligent. They can do things that are just amazing, absolutely amazing.
You know what's interesting is that the women are calling now because I've touched the women with my compassion for animals and my compassion for the elephants in particular, which is wonderful. I don't know what it is about men. But guys are almost ashamed to admit that they have any feelings at all to begin with, let alone feelings for elephants. Maybe they'll think that they're ready for gay marriage if they should admit that they want to save an elephant. I don't know what it is, but the fact of the matter is, thank God the women are listening to me.
Well, there may be a small amount of good news, and I'll tell you what it is. Do you know who Yao Ming is?
I'm sorry? Beth? Charmaine? Say it again.
Yao Ming has been doing PSAs for, he's already done a series of them for sharks. Because, you know, they eat that shark fin soup, and
Oh, yes. The Chinese in San Francisco are shocked that they can't buy the fins from a beautiful animal in the sea called a shark, an ancient beautiful species, that the fishermen pull out, cut the fin off, and throw them back in the water alive and half dead to be eaten by predators. It's unbelievable to me how inhumane man really is. Man's inhumanity to the lesser creatures is overwhelming. Now, I'm not a vegetarian, by the way. But there is humane slaughter, there's sensible harvesting of animal, there's animal husbandry. The slaughter of elephants for their ivory falls into none of those categories. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You want to talk about this, or do you want to talk about politics? Let me explain something to you. The slaughter of the elephants by poachers in Africa, in particular, is very political because it's the Chinese government that could stop this. They could stop the trade in ivory overnight. They have the power. They're a police state. They could go out and they could round up the poachers. They could round up the ivory. They could punish the people who bought it. They could stop it overnight. The Chinese are a brilliant people. They have all the power in the world. They could put an end to this. But apparently their greed knows no end. They will destroy the earth itself in their race for greed, in their quest for gold. Look what they're doing to the air in their cities. You know, you talk about pollution. You talk about environmental degradation. You know nothing about it until you visited China. It's the most polluted nation on the planet. But the moronic American environmentalists are focused on the tailpipe of a car in California. We have the cleanest state in the country. It's enough already. Stop with the carbon taxes and focus where the real pollution is. Focus on the real inhumanity on the planet. It's China, my friends. You're listening to a radio program throwing out an idea. The president's talking about Syria, weapons of mass destruction, rather chemical weapons, sounding just like Bush in 02, and those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it, said Santayana, and I don't mean the musician. No, Santayana, the Spanish philosopher, wrote that. Those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. Are we condemned to repeat the Iraq War all over again because we are that, I don't know, distracted? We don't even know our own history? Again, another war? Through demographics and through attrition, Israel will slowly disappear, whether it'll take 50 years, 60 years or less. Through attrition, through demographics, the Jewish state will be absorbed back into the desert. Now, where did I come up with that? I heard it from a captain in the Israeli army 20 years ago, himself a third-generation Israeli, a war hero, fought on the Golan Heights, one of the bravest men I've ever met. Grew up in Israel. His father fought in the war. His grandfather fought. He said, that's the future, demographics. It's the future of the world, in a nutshell. It's the future of America as well. Demographics rule. We're going to lose America by the same token. You may not see it that way, but that's what's going on. The Western peoples just simply don't want to have children, for whatever the reasons. You can name 100 different reasons. They just want to have fun.
Savage.